Anyway.
All right, let's go.
Best, I guess after the pre-season, it's nice to get back into on the road and ready to play some good footy again.
Yeah, certainly, you know, the last month can become a little bit of a grind for the players and not being able to compete against other teams. So now we get our first opportunity.
What are you expecting from named a fairly young squad? What are you hoping to see?
Oh, it's pretty much the best squad that we can pick at the moment. I mean, we get 26 to choose, which gives a couple of newer guys an opportunity. But, you know, I'd expect us to play some pretty decent football.
That's any young blokes that you're particularly excited about?
I think we've got quite a few guys that are in that younger age group that haven't played a lot of footy, like a Riley Bonner or a Dougal Howard, that get a chance to grow and progress this year. Even, you know, down back for me, Burn Jones and Tom Kerr have only played 40 odd games. Be interested to see how Pete Laddams goes. You know, he's in as our backup ruckman. He's a very talented tall person, so you know, he's certainly got some exciting qualities to him.
How do you tell the old blokes to approach this? Is this, you know, just a bit of a get through kind of thing, or are they going hard?
We've only got two games, so you know, I think you want to build some confidence moving towards round one, and you know, we've added some further detail to the way we play. So by playing well, you build confidence in what we're doing, and you know, we'd certainly like to play well.
Giving Dom Barry, is he going to get a good run? What are you hoping to see from him?
Dom's been very good pre-season. You know, he's been playing a fair bit of wing at training, so you know, there's a good chance to see him, especially without Jared Pollock at the moment. There's a good chance he'll play that sort of role, and you know, he's got great speed. He's certainly exciting, you know, we've got some reasonable hopes for him to play a fair bit of footy this year.
Got a bunch of new guys from other clubs coming in. Any of them you see playing in the back line at all?
Not so much. Trent McKenzie missed out on selection, and he's probably a little bit unlucky, but we're quite deep down back, so not so much. You know, I think we've added guys in and probably more to help us score in the forward half. So, you know, we're certainly looking forward to kicking more goals.
Is it a fairly settled back line, or is it still a fair bit of competition for spots?
I think there's good competition for spots. You know, we're certainly, you know, you come into the year with an idea of what you'd like, but there's still, you know, one or two spots there that are up for grabs.
Given that you had so many injuries and suspension to your back line, it'd be nice to finally get settled. It's been a while since you've probably had a settled back line.
Yeah, certainly not in my time. So, Esri, you don't have to repeat the question, I'll remember.
Thank you.
Certainly gone through some changes the last 2 years in defence. You know, I think we're starting to build a good core group of defenders, you know, with Tommy Jonas, Tom Cleary. And certainly got some hopes for Dougal Howard and Homchi back from injury, and even within the running defenders to add Dan Houston and Riley Bonner into a group. You know, I think Hamish Hartlett will improve again this year as a defender, so you know, I'm reasonably confident that we've got enough.
I just asked you for AFLX, what did you make of it? Is it worthwhile?
Look, I'm trying to play on pitches that are all over the world. There's lots of soccer grounds, so certainly it's an opportunity to play it overseas. Probably the feedback from most clubs has been that not quite enough players on the ground, so not as many contests as people would like, so that's an easy fix. And you know, I think for players of a slightly less skill level, you know, you're not going to see the amount of targets hit, so you're going to get the contests at the next level down.
Is Rockcliffe likely to play next week?
I don't think so. So you know, I think he's fine for round one, but not sure about his availability the next JLT.
And what about Pollock? Is it a concern, his hammy?
Well, I mean, it's one of those ones where you know, you got pushed when he was kicking, so you know, I think his recovery's been pretty good. And you know, we were certainly hopeful that he'd be back by round one.
Did we specify, is that muscle build, is that tendon, do you know?
I think it was tendon, yeah. But he's been out for quite a while, so his progress has been pretty good, and you know, we're certainly expecting him to be back for round one.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Hope to have him solved that. Big respect to you.